We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
Ladies and gentlemen, what about reincarnation? Reincarnation is a part of the occult movement. Please recall that this movement refers to that which is hidden, obscure, deeply mysterious, and lays claim to that which is miraculous. Reincarnation belongs to this general movement. Webster defines reincarnation as the belief that the souls of the dead successively return to earth in new forms or bodies, hence a rebirth of a soul in a new, especially human body. The National Enquirer, in its date of December 10, 1974, presented nearly a full page of an interview with Gene Dixon in which he affirmed that, and I quote, "We're on the brink of discovering the amazing secrets of reincarnation." She declared, "All of us have lived before, and all the knowledge from our previous lives will surface with tremendous and wonderful consequences." End of quotation. When these ancient memories of ours are tapped, she affirms that telepathy will become the everyday way of communicating. She says that with the discovery of reincarnation, old age remedies will be rediscovered and applied to modern medical know-how, eliminating all killer diseases. She affirms that the key that unlocks vast new food sources will be revealed, end quote. But my friends, if people of ancient times knew all this, why was hunger such a gnawing problem for them through the ceaseless centuries of the past? Why did so many millions perish due to famines? This modern false prophetess says that once we understand the mysteries of reincarnation, the rebirth of a soul in another body, we'll be able to plug into the memory banks of our minds and recall our previous lives. She further states, and I quote, "I have had a series of astounding visions. What I saw in my vision will come true probably in a few years. I sense that at this very moment, the first major development in reincarnation is already taking shape." End quotation. She says these things will come about within a few years. Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? I remind you that this false prophetess also predicted at Hot Springs, Arkansas in 1971... that the world would come to an end before this end of the century. Now, if Jesus comes back before all these discoveries of reincarnation have become a reality, according to some of her early predictions, there is not much time left on this old earth for her new set of predictions regarding reincarnation to occur. Again it is said, and I quote, "We'll gain abilities that were once thought magical. Ordinary people will practice telepathy. It will become the modern means of communication. Goodbye, TNT. Now, if these people were not able to practice telepathy when they were here the first time, how in the name of common sense does she think a person will be able to do this in the reincarnated form? People who can swallow such naive thoughts as these should have no problem in believing anything, regardless of how visionary or how far-fetched it is. This advocate of reincarnation says that secrets, and I quote, secrets that died with the great scientists of the past will be revived. We'll collect immense new scientific knowledge from those of us who were once giants of intellect," end quote. How does this prophetic spokesman, false spokesman, know that so many of these great scientists of the past died with so many unrevealed secrets in their minds? It is generally estimated that 90% of all the great scientists who have ever lived are still living today. It will be of interest to know what great secrets this 10% of the dead scientists will one day reveal when they come back in reincarnated form, or if they are already here, when will they decide to unload the vast secrets they somehow possess but have not yet revealed? If these great scientists of the past did not reveal all they had discovered when they were here the first time, what assurance do we have that they will reveal all of these vast secrets the second or the third time around? My friends, be not deceived. Beloved, will the world have to wait until this false prophetess dies and then comes back in reincarnated form to reveal her vast intellectual storehouse of knowledge? Remember, she said, and I quote, "We'll collect immense new scientific knowledge from those of us who were once great giants of intellect. What conceited imaginations!" In her 1974 interview for National Enquirer, this false prophetess declared, and I quote, "Primitive cures and medical concoctions, long lost to modern man, will create further breakthroughs in medicine, conquering all diseases. Centuries-old engineering theories will be applied to today's advances in medical field to create tremendous new inventions," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if people of ancient times had such amazing and marvelous cures and medical concoctions, we wonder why the plagues of antiquity took such a heavy toll of human life. We wonder why the average span of life was so low. We wonder why so many babies died in infancy when the men of the ancient medicine did not know what to do. Since these great geniuses of the medical past did not conquer by any means all the illnesses and diseases when they were here on earth the first time, why would one be so foolish to believe that they would be able to accomplish the second or the third time around what they surely failed to do even the first time? Will they be able to do in reincarnated form what they miserably failed to do when they were here the first time? If time continues to roll on, we have no doubt at all but there will be both breakthroughs in medicine and within the realm of new inventions, but such will not be done as a result of reincarnated beings at the medical and mechanical controls. You can be sure of that. Now listen to this ridiculous claim of reincarnation. Quote, "The great forces of healing will be revealed. Some of us, who in earlier lifetimes were great healers, will regain those old skills and apply them with modern medical know-how. Faith healing will be in everyone's hands. We'll be able to cure ourselves." End of quotation from this false prophetess Dixon. Now, all of you people who are sick, who have physical disabilities and infirmities, just grin and bear it because, according to this false prophetess, in reincarnated form, you can come back to earth and cure yourselves because healing will be in everybody's hands. Come to think of it, my friends, if the fake healers would be able to heal themselves in reincarnated form, why do not practice a little on themselves while on earth? What about Jack Cole, a few years ago, who claimed to have healed a little boy of polio, was sued for damages to the child, and then died of polio himself? What about A.A. Allen, who claimed to have healed thousands, but died drunk in a motel in California? Why didn't they practice a little healing on themselves? I suppose these two were among the big-time fake healers of all modern times. They had their diseases, their problems, and they died. Do you suppose the advocates of reincarnation might tell us if these healers are around somewhere trying to heal themselves? My friends, don't be deceived by these peddlers of nonsense. Actually, we wonder why some of these great healers of the past, who in their reincarnated form, it is claimed, will be able to cure themselves, ever died in the first place. Why did they not keep themselves free from illness, disease, and old age? As a matter of fact, would it not be very convincing if one of the reincarnated healers would raise one of our fellow healers from the dead? You know, Jesus said, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons." Matthew 10, verse 8. Would it be too inconvenient to raise the dead? How about that? Now, that would be some real convincing proof. But, my friends, you can expect that just as you can expect any of these other concoctions manufactured by these false prophets, fake healers, and imposters. The United Press International released a news story October 6, 1975, concerning some missing persons, and I quote, "A postcard saying, 'I'm leaving this earth and will not see you anymore,' is the first clue toward locating 20 missing persons who were told to give away their possessions, including children, so as an identified flying object could take them to a better life," police said Sunday. The police said they were investigating an advertisement in a California newspaper. the headline, UFOs and Human Evolution, said, "The opportunity is here when we as humans can fully evolve into a higher being. There is now on this planet two people from the higher level above human UFO beings here to help us and many others with this transition." It continues, "Some said these people told them that they would be assassinated in a very short time and then reincarnated. Others said the speaker said they had already been reincarnated. Ladies and gentlemen, who can believe it? How naive can people be? Poor deluded souls. Perfect prey for the false prophets, deceivers, and imposters." My friends, don't you think it's strange indeed that reincarnation of the past has not produced the kind of past that they think is going to be produced in the future? Why should the system be so much more successful out there in the unknown future than it has in the dim past? The difference is the present and the past we can know. But the future is speculative, and thousands upon thousands will gamble on the future, anxious to know the unknown, and these false prophets find a fertile field in which to operate very profitably for themselves. Beloved, should we not be getting back to the Bible as the one and only basis for a truly glorious future? The word reincarnation is not found in the Bible. Neither is the doctrine of reincarnation found in the Bible. Quite the contrary. The Bible refutes the doctrine in both Old Testament and New Testament, as we shall present to you. Does it not seem strange to you that God would write a book which would employ the literary efforts of some 40 inspired penmen over a period of some 1,600 years, and yet not say the very first thing in defense of reincarnation? And yet, after some 19 centuries of time, we have all these false claims and ridiculous speculations by mortal men about so-called reincarnation. The Old Testament clearly refutes the doctrine of reincarnation. Genesis 5 clearly refutes the false dogma. It is the chapter of longevity of life. Some of these patriarchs live well beyond the 9th century mark. For example, Adam lived to be 930 years of age. Let us keep firmly fixed in mind that Moses wrote this chapter hundreds of years after every person in this chapter died. Yet he wrote in regard to Adam, "And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he begat Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died." Genesis 5:3-5. Uniformly, Moses employed the same comprehensive language in regard to all these men who lived so many centuries and then died. He told how long they lived. He gave their age at death. He described their stay upon earth by the crystal clear language that the tenure of each of them constituted all their days upon earth. Moses did not teach that Adam and others were to come to the earth in other forms, in other bodies, for an additional pilgrimage. Genesis 5 refutes reincarnation once and for all. Both Joshua and David in the Old Testament spoke of their going the way of all earth. This was their unique manner of describing physical death that was coming on them. Joshua said, "And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls, that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which Jehovah your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, not one thing hath failed thereof." Joshua 23:14. David said, "I am going the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man." If reincarnation is so, why did not Joshua and David promise their generation that their respective going was temporary, and that each of them would come back in another form, in another body, perhaps before the very generation faded from the scene? The truth of the matter is, my friends, that neither Joshua or David believed in reincarnation. They both believed in a resurrection, but a resurrection and reincarnation are not the same thing. They are as far apart as are the poles. The Shepherd King further refuted the ridiculous dogma of reincarnation at the death of his infant son, recorded in 2 Samuel 12:23. There the grieving monarch said, "But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me." David knew that the stricken child would not be coming back to earth anymore. David believed that he could go to his son, but the lad could not come back, either in the form of a body or any other form. The truth of the matter is that David did not believe in any form of reincarnation. He knew for a surety and certainty that the little child was gone permanently as far as this earthly pilgrimage was concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? The Bible is a complete refutation of the senseless and ridiculous theory of reincarnation, as well as other theories of the occultism. The book of Job is a thorough refutation of the theory of reincarnation. The sufferer of Uz said in Job 14, 1 and 2, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not." It should be observed that Job suggested that there is only one time for birth of man. But if reincarnation is true, man may have many births. He may have a number of mothers existing upon the earth. Job views man's pilgrimage on earth as a one-time affair. It is of short duration and filled with many troubles. His one pilgrimage on earth is like unto a flower which is cut down and a shadow that continues not. But if reincarnation is true, then instead of man being as the life of a flower and a shadow that continueth not, he will emerge as a reborn flower in many bodies or forms, generation after generation. If Job 14, verses 1 and 2 are true, reincarnation is a false theory. If reincarnation is true, then this scripture is without meaning. Just as firmly, Job refutes the false theory of reincarnation in Job 16, 22. He said, "For when a few years are come, I shall go the way whence I shall not return." His current life was to continue for a few more years. Then he was to make his departure. There would be no more returning to this earth for him. Now, if reincarnation is true, Job's statement is false. If reincarnation is true, Job may have to come back to this earth in different forms and bodies scores of times, generations.